Hare Krishna.
Although, as living entities, we are very tiny, our free will is also minute free will. Still, Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita explains how powerful this free will in terms of desiring and accomplishing our desires in this world. He says, Shariram yadavapnoti yachapyut kramati ishvaraha grihit paitani samjati vayuhu gandha nivashayat. He's telling, yachapyut kramati ishvaraha. Here the word Ishvara is used for the living entity. And in the purport, Prabhupada says, why the living entity is called Ishvara? The living entity is very powerful in terms of desiring a particular body and achieving that particular body by strongly desiring and eventually performing karma to attain it. Just like you see somebody aspires to get into some premier institute and they work hard, study for the exam and accomplish that goal. Somebody tries to set up a business. Somebody wants to go abroad. Everybody has some desire and they work hard and they attain it. So the living entity has the free will. So in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says that you are the one who carves your destiny. So it is in your hands. You make the choice and the super soul fulfills the desire based on our karma. So the desire element is very important, because the last several days we have been speaking about the attitude of the living entity. When we turned away from the Lord due to a rebellious attitude, we suffer. Again, we have the ability to turn towards the Lord and surrender and become glorious. And that free will is with us. You will see many, many living entities in the past have desired to serve Krishna, and Krishna fulfilled their desire. Muchukunda had a desire to see Krishna face to face. And although he was sleeping in a cave, Lord Krishna appeared in front of him and told him, Prarthitam Prachuram Purvam. In the past you have done great prarthana to see me, get my darshan, and I am here to fulfill your desire. Mother Yashoda told Krishna that I had a great desire to see you getting married, but all your marriages happened in Dwaraka. I never got to see in Vrindavan. Then Krishna came as Srinivas and Yashoda came as Bakula Devi, and Srinivas got married to Padmavati, and hence we have the pastime of Balaji. So because Yashoda desired to see Krishna's marriage, we have Balaji form because of that. You will see in the same manner, Lord appears in varieties of form. Gadadhar Pandit wanted to dress the Lord, but he was very old and he could not reach the height of the Lord. So the Lord bent his knee in Tota Gopinath and reduced his height so that his devotee may be able to serve him with love. So in this way, the Lord is willing to adjust himself to the desires of the devotee when a devotee desires to serve him. You can see how powerful this free will is. In US, when Prabhupada went to America, one living entity, like namely Prabhupada, he influenced the whole world by his desire to make the world Krishna conscious. One Dhruva Maharaj, by dint of his strong meditation on Lord Vishnu, suffocated the whole universe consisting of all the 33 crore demigods. That all demigods went and prayed to Lord Vishnu, and then Lord Vishnu came and gave darshan to Dhruva. Which means the living entity may be small, but his free will and desire is greatly respected by the Lord. Just as any parents who are well-wishing parents of children, child may be very tiny, but the parents take the choices of the son or daughter very seriously. The parents ask the child, which color dress you want in the shop, which type of toy you want, what do you like, what do you like to eat, what do you don't like to eat. Although the child may be tiny, the parents give value to the choices of the child. In the same manner, Krishna is a very gentle Lord. He allows the living entity to choose his material destination, and also he allows the living entity to choose to serve him in various ways. Therefore, understanding that we have the free will, we should be very careful to utilize this free will in a way by which we can surrender to Krishna and make our life glorious. When Prithu Maharaj was asked by Lord Vishnu, what can I give you? What do you want? Prithu Maharaj was silent for a while. He said, my dear Lord, if I use my free will and ask you for something which I desire, that may become the cause of my downfall and suffering. And I am a foolish child. I don't know how to ask you what is good for me. Better let me ask you, you are like my father, whatever is best for me, you give me. Like that he said. So he put it on the Lord's back. Similarly, as jivas, we should have the firm faith that Lord will do the best for us. And then we surrender to Him and allow Him to do what is good for us. Whether He has to send us suffering or whether He has to send us happiness, whatever will purify us and bring us closer to His lotus feet. So the chanting of the holy name is an everyday opportunity for us to utilize our free will to express our affection for Him, our surrender to Him, our respect for Him, our gratitude to Him, and begging Him to mold us, to modify our thought, word and deed in such a way that it will be taking us closer and closer to Him by the chanting of the holy name. But if we misuse the free will, we will be destroyed. Just like Dvivida Gorilla, he got an opportunity to be a personal associate of Lord Sitaram Lakshmana Hanuman, isn't it? But Dvivida misused his free will and he was killed by Balram later. You see that. So a very elevated person can become very degraded. A very degraded person can become very elevated. And both these things happen by the right utilization of free will. Therefore, one should thoughtfully and intelligently use the free will to come closer to the Lord and not take oneself away from the Lord. Harinam Prabhu ki.